Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3418 BN. Today's date is August 4th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Kamala Harris Panics, Keep an Eye on Venezuela, Election Cyber Attack Projection, Scare Event. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see now that they are panicking because they're using the same exact tactic as Biden. Biden hid in the basement. Biden hid away for the entire election cycle in 2020. Yeah, he came out once in a while, but he was hiding most of the time because, number one, they didn't want the people to see that the people were going to Trump's rallies and nobody was really going to Biden. So they, of course, back then they used COVID to mask all that. This time around, we have Kamala Harris, and they're using the same exact tactic where they're trying to keep her out of the spotlight. Yes, they're having rallies, but they need entertainers to make you think that people are showing up for her, when in reality, they're showing up for the entertainer. And as soon as she starts to speak, people start to leave. This is going to fall by the wayside, just like everything else. Plus, they don't want Kamala doing any interviews or actually being asked serious questions. So they're keeping her out of the limelight right now. And Trump, he has challenged her to a debate on September 4th. And of course, Kamala Harris doesn't want to debate him. Actually, I think the deep state players don't want her to debate him. Because again, unless she's getting the questions fed to her, unless they have a controlled environment, just like Biden, she's going to bomb. They know this. But again, I do believe their strategy is to keep her out of sight long enough to have the DNC and then most likely remove her. Now, it would be great if they kept her in and they allowed her to go all the way to the election, because once again, what would happen? The election would be lost. Now, again, they'll make the case that the elections aren't on the up and up because Trump, he was working with foreign governments, he cheated in the election, and it looks like they're already preparing this narrative no matter which way they go. If they keep Kamala Harris in, they will use that excuse. If they remove Kamala Harris and replace her with others, they will make a go of it trying to cheat in the election. When they realize they can't cheat in the election, they will use the same exact tactic. Oh, it was a cyber attack. Or if they're trying to cheat and they can't cheat, they're going to try to postpone the elections. No matter which way you look at it, they're using the same exact strategy. And you can see they're already projecting out there. We know from the FBI, CISA, they've already come out there and they already told us, look, you can expect cyber attacks and this is going to affect the election infrastructure and people won't be able to vote. So they're already building this up. And if we're going to be cyber attacked, that must mean we must be heading towards war, which is the scare event. So when you start to look at all this, you could see how all of this is now coming together and they're building the narrative. Now, the thing we need to watch is Venezuela, because again, Maduro cheated in the election. He's holding the results hostage. He's letting everyone know that there was a cyber attack and this is why he can't release the information. We have countries now saying that you must release the original information to be transparent, to make sure that we know who the real winner is. Now, think about that and think about what is going to happen here in this country. I do believe if you get people on board with the narrative of Venezuela, and of course, the deep state players are going to try to use it and spin it around, but people are going to say, well, you know something, we need to find out what the real information is. We need the president of Venezuela to produce the information so it's completely transparent. Well, wouldn't that be the same here in the United States? Absolutely. So if you have the people of this country already saying that for Venezuela, what's going to happen here? The people are going to demand the same exact thing. And I think that's where all of this is headed. And this is the lead-in to what's about to happen. Now, once again, you can see the deep state players, they know that they can't allow Trump to win. Remember, this is the final battle for the deep state and for the Patriots. I do believe the Patriots are in control. They're setting the path. They know the playbook. And you can see from the very, very beginning when Trump announced that he saw World War III coming, there was no war. There was absolutely nothing going on at that time. Yes, there was Ukraine, but no one would ever think that was going to end up in World War III. Now you see what's happening out in the Middle East. I do believe when something happens with Taiwan, people are going to start to really wake up and people are going to start to say, okay, what's going on here? Now, Trump, he let us know this going way, way back. I think we already knew this from the Post that there was going to be a scare event. And I do believe the scare event is headed our way, which means that most likely one of these countries, maybe Iran, they might be firing some type of missile. Now, what's very interesting is Blinken already let us know, and Kirby is letting us know now, that Iran, they might have nuclear weapons. They might have the ability to fire a missile at the United States. So this is very interesting because this goes all the way back to when Hillary Clinton, Obama, and crew sold Uranium One to where? Russia. Russia then distributed this uranium to who? To Iran, to North Korea, and others. So if this does happen, I think everything's going to go back to Obama, to Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and many, many, many other people. So we could see how this is all building up. We could see that a scare event to convince the people that we are going to war, it has to have, something has to happen. You just can't tell the people. You actually have to show the people. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they are in control of all of this as we go down this path. We'll be talking a lot more about this and Kamala Harris, how she doesn't want to do the debates and what Trump put out there on Truth. But what's very interesting is that on Friday, Kyle Rittenhouse came out with this whole post on X letting everyone know that he was going to write in Ron Paul because he was best. That was the best person for the Second Amendment. Now, remember, Trump had Kyle Rittenhouse to Mar-a-Lago. They posed for a picture. Trump backed him the entire time. And all of a sudden, Kyle Rittenhouse decided to flip. Now, what's very interesting, as soon as he came out with that message letting everyone know that, hey, this is what I'm doing, and I don't care what anyone else has said, and I'm going to stick to this. Well, that fell apart in like 12 hours, and that's pretty darn fast. Now, who was he getting advice from? I do believe the deep state players. They were trying to convince him, and then he saw his followers, who's been following him on X, start to drop off, and I think he panicked. I think he started to go, whoa, what's going on here? And then he put this out on X and said, over the past 12 hours, I've had a series of productive conversations with the members of the Trump team, and I am confident he will be the strong ally gun owners need to defend our Second Amendment rights. My comments made last night were ill-informed and unproductive. I'm 100% behind Trump and encourage every gun owner to join me in helping send him back to the White House. Now, remember, the individual that's been helping Kyle Rittenhouse, Dudley, he actually put the message out first. So I do believe they were trying to convince him of something that wasn't true. And now he realizes this, and especially when you lose a lot of your followers, you start to say, oh, wait a minute, was this the right decision? So you could see he is now flipping back the other way. But think about all the other sleepers that are out there where they're going to try to convince them that, hey, you need to move away from Trump, especially those individuals that have huge followings. And we can see that this is already starting now. And I do believe in the end, this is going to fail. Just like all the riots that were happening at the college campus level, people now, when they look back in time, they go, okay, you know something? They were for Hamas. It was supposed to be peaceful protests, but then they started to harass Jewish kids. They started to break windows. They decided to destroy the statues on the college campuses. The college campuses, they didn't do anything about this. And this wasn't a peaceful protest. Plus, everyone learned that they bust in people that didn't even go to college at that campus. And these people were camping out on the property. So always when you go back in time, it's a lot easier to see these things. And now a new group of students, they are suing the radical congressional squad leaders who they accuse of inciting the anti-Israel violence on campus earlier this year. The students, they are now suing the Democrat representatives, which is AOC, Jamal Bowman, and Ilhan Omar. So right there, you can see that everything's now is going to be falling apart around them. And remember, Ilhan Omar's daughter was actually one of the organizers of the anti-Jewish protests. So now they're suing all of these individuals in a class action lawsuit. And once again, the proof is on the side of the students, not on the side of our representatives. And again, remember, these people are put into these positions to represent the people. And you could see that the installed individuals, they do not represent us. They represent the deep state players that hide behind the curtain. Those are their masters. And I think this is becoming clearer and clearer every single day, just like the border crisis is becoming clearer and clearer. Remember, Trump, he set everything up for Biden. He said, listen, I set everything up. Just finish the wall. I got the border secure. Keep everything in place. Everything's going to be fine. And you'll have no problems with the border. So what did Biden do? And I do believe Trump knew he was going to do this. I remember Trump is a builder. He knows how long it takes to build a wall. I do believe he got the wall paid for. He knew that if he finished it, people wouldn't be able to see the truth of the matter. So he said, okay, here you go. Here's the material. Everything's paid for. You just got to keep everything going. He knew that Biden wasn't going to do that. Biden was going to reverse his executive orders. Biden was going to stop the construction of the border wall. And people would see the truth of the matter that he's allowing all these illegals to come into the country. Then, as we got closer and closer to the presidential election, what did the Biden administration have to do? They had to blame the Republicans that it was their fault that we have this problem at the border. But once again, he was saying this because he wanted them to pass a bill which was going to give them a lot more money so they can launder the money. And it allowed them to blame the Republicans. But people are much smarter than that. They realized that Biden just reversed everything that Trump did. And all he had to do was put it back the way it was. And of course, he used the argument he doesn't have the power. And then people realized, well, wait a minute, if he didn't have the power, why are you writing these executive orders to control the border? So again, when they come closer and closer to the election, this is when they start to reverse course and they try to blame others for what is happening. Remember, they always cause the problem and then they pretend that they have this great solution to solve the problem. Mark Cuban put this out and said, Kamala Harris has said she will sign this partisan border bill. She is the only candidate to commit to a detailed border security plan. Here is a link to the complete bill. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, Harris led in 15 million illegals, a number of whom have committed heinous crimes, all of whom now live inside the U.S., the largest resettlement in world history, a government-orchestrated invasion. Trump has vowed to send them all home. Harris has vowed to make them all citizens. And Biden, Kamala, the border czar, they're the ones who created this problem. They reversed everything that Trump had set. They didn't finish the wall. They created this problem, and they're trying to deflect onto others. So what did they do? Well, since we're approaching the election, what do we got to do? We got to shut down the amount of people coming over the border. They believe they already have enough to try to cheat in the election. They just need the right candidate to actually get the votes from their actual base, and then they can fill it in with the illegals, with them mailing in the mail-in ballots, you know, 3,000 times for one person. And so what did they do? They decided to have DHS suspend the parole program flights months before the election because now they're going to say, hey, look, our program worked. We were able to shut down the border. It's the people that are coming in, it's 50% less. The whole thing's fake. Remember, we had the coalition of 21 attorneys led by Texas. They were suing the federal government to stop what is happening. They decided right now before the elections to stop it. No, they did this because the elections are coming up and they wanted to show everyone, look, the people coming over the border, it's 50% down. but it's actually 50% up from when Trump was in the White House. It's the same thing with inflation. They bring inflation to 9%. They bring the border crossing to, say, let's 3 million a day. Then they bring it down to 1.5 million a day when originally it started at, what, 200,000? Same thing with inflation. They brought it up to 9%. Where did we start? 1.4%. Then they bring it down to 3%, trying to convince you that they did this incredible job. No, this is why Trump was in the White House for the first 4 years. Yes, he set everything up. He put the plan in motion, but he needed everyone to have a baseline. And without the baseline, you wouldn't realize that they were the cause of the problem and they really didn't fix the problem that they caused. Because without Trump's baseline of how many people were coming over the border, what the inflation was, what the gas prices were, and everything else with peace around the Middle East, people wouldn't know it. So Trump, during his 4 years, what did he do? He set up a baseline. Yes, he put everything, all other things in motion, like making sure that he had complete and utter control over the country, using the military, making sure that they overthrew the United States government, overthrew the duly elected president, so the military would be engaged, making sure that he was able to put the resident in place to wake the people up. He did this on purpose. And I think the people now can see it, and it's becoming very, very clear to them. So this whole idea that, oh, look, the border crossings are down 50%, well, that is because they shut down their own program because we're approaching the elections. But the people are still coming over the border. So did they fix anything? Absolutely not. But you can see what they're trying to do now, because they definitely want a civil war. And we always could see this out in Europe first. You always see it out in Australia, New Zealand, out in the UK, Spain. You always see what they're trying to do, what their plan actually is out there first. And then they try to bring it here to the United States. So when you look at the UK, what do you see? You see all the illegals. They are roaming the streets with knives and machetes, and they are now attacking the citizens of that country. I think the people probably wish they had weapons right now, instead of, you know, bats and things like that. Most of these people are probably wishing, you know something, we should have never given up our guns. Because remember, these illegals that are brought into the country, they're being directed by the tyrannical government. These people are their foot soldiers. Now do you see why they wanted to take the weapons away from everybody? Because it's a lot easier to control you, and it's a lot easier to get rid of you when you don't have anything to defend yourself with. Because most of the people, they're not going to have knives, machetes, and actually to combat a mob of people, if you have a knife and you have five people with a knife, how do you survive that? If you had an AR, if you had a pistol with many, many rounds, is it a lot easier to defend yourself? Of course it is. And I think people are now starting to see this. But out in the UK, they're definitely trying to start a civil war. And they know what to do with these type of an events. This is the events they love, because it's much easier to control these events. You can actually give safety to your foot soldiers while allowing them to destroy the actual citizens of the country. So this is exactly what they're doing. And now in England, the mosques in England will be offered new emergency security. So wait a minute. So they're getting security. They're protecting all the illegals that they brought in. But the citizens of that country, they have no protection. They have no weapons. Then you have Starmer. He's warning, you'll regret taking part in this disorder as chaos spreads across multiple cities in England. So the question is, who is he talking to? Is he talking to the citizens? You're going to regret going up against the illegals? Or is he talking about the illegals? I think he's talking about the citizens of the country, saying you'll regret everything and we're going to unleash the illegals. And this looks very, very similar to Cloward Piven's strategy, which is playing out in the UK. They create the civil unrest, and now they'll say, okay, we need more authoritarianism. We need more mass surveillance. We need to control the entire situation. So what is the Cloward Piven strategy? Well, this is a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologists and political activists Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. It is the strategy of forcing political change to societal collapse through orchestrated crisis. The Cloward-Priven strategy seeks to hasten the fall of capitalism by overloading the government bureaucracy with a flood of impossible demands, amassing massive unpayable national debt, and other methods such as unfettered immigration, thus pushing society into crisis and economic collapse. Does anyone see this now? This is their plan from the very, very beginning. And you could see it's already started out in Europe. And I do believe this will probably spread to Spain, to France, right after the Olympics in France. You'll start to see all this start to play out. And they'll try to do that here in the United States. And they'll keep pushing this as hard as they possibly can. But again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. And if you go back to the Post, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get these people out into the streets. They're trying to get these people into locations where they can be round up very, very quickly. Remember, the military is already active. I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have to do is they just have to show the people why the military is allowed to operate on U.S. soil. And Trump has already let everyone know, well, this is an invasion. When the invaders start to destroy the country from within, what happens? The military is allowed to be activated and they can operate on U.S. soil. Plus, when the country gets attacked by a foreign government or multiple foreign entities, that allows the military to operate on U.S. soil. These are the exceptions. So it looks like we are now coming full circle from the November 3rd, 2020 and January 6th, where the deep state players had their insurrection against the sitting president of the United States, which actually activated the military. Now, to explain that to the people most likely wouldn't believe. Those people that have been following all of this and doing their research, they already understand that the military is already active. But to convince the other people, maybe the D's and independents and other people that just watch Fox News and really don't look into anything, this will make sense and this will be okay. The people will be on board with this. And that's the point, is getting the people on board with this, because what is Trump and the Patriots going to do? They're going to round all of these people up. And he just needs the people on board. If he goes back to November 3rd and say, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but the military was activated back then. People go, what are you talking about? Yeah, that's what happened when they cheated in the election. They overthrew the government and duly elected president. The military became active. People are like, what? But if they see the invaders and they see the invaders, the illegals, destroying cities and were attacked by a foreign entity, will people accept this? Absolutely. I think they'll have no problem accepting this, and this will allow Trump to do what he needs to do. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Jeff Seldon put this out, it looks like Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has yanked the plea deals for 9/11 terror attack mastermind Khalid Mohammed and two others. The Department of Defense memo released also relieves the official in charge of the military commission of her oversight in the case. So that is very interesting that they backtracked on all of this. We'll have to see how that all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that war is definitely building in the Middle East. And I do believe we're going to see an attack on Israel from Iranian forces. And I do believe this is now building up. But what's very interesting, and OSINT Defender put this out on X, Iranian channels are claiming that the commander of the Iranian police special units, Hassan Karami, has been arrested by members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard on charges of spying and collaborating with the Israeli intelligence service, Mossad. So that is very interesting. But you could tell that an attack is imminent because of what is happening out in Israel. And Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff put this out and said, earlier, a U.S. military executive jet was over Tel Aviv to evacuate diplomats. The White House knows what's about to happen. The Biden-Harris admin enabled Iran and created a catastrophic situation in the Middle East. With President Trump, we would not be on the verge of World War III. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, we are considering asking about an attack on Israel and the policies of the Biden admin versus Trump admin, but it looks like we should wait on that question set now. So it looks like they are evacuating. They've already given certain individuals satellite phones, and certain individuals are being sent to bunkers in Israel, which is very, very interesting. But we had John Kirby. He just came out, and this is the White House National Security Communication Advisor. He acknowledged that keeping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon capability through diplomacy has not worked. So he said that they tried to talk to Iran, but diplomacy has not worked. They might have a nuclear weapon. Think about that for a second. Why in the world would they be coming out with that information right now as everything is heating up in the Middle East? Because what they're planning to do is they're planning to bring us into World War III. They're letting us know, they're projecting out there already that Iran might have a nuclear weapon. So if Iran already has a nuclear weapon, you know North Korea has a nuclear weapon, will we see a missile launched to the United States? We might. And it might be nuclear. And it might explode out in the ocean. And the fake news, they will broadcast this. Because remember, their entire mission is to convince you that we must go and fight this new world war. And they need to convince you that we're being attacked. They can't tell you. They must show you. And if people see, or when people see, an explosion out in the ocean, they televise it. Maybe the homes on the East Coast or the West Coast, wherever this is going to happen, shake, and you feel a blast of air hit the coast. Will this convince the people? Yes, they'll show the damages. They'll show the broken windows. They will make it look like we were just attacked. Now, is it really going to be from these nations, or is this going to be a deep state launch? I do believe it's going to be a deep state launch to try to bring us into war. Remember, this part of the plan is to allow the deep state to do what they do best. And remember, this is not Trump doing this. This is the deep state trying to get us into war. And they want the people to agree that we must go to war, just like when 9/11 happened. Just like when Pearl Harbor happened, they need an event to convince you we must go to war. Now, they're going to be pushing war very, very hard. The other side is going to be Trump, the Patriots, saying, I know the players. We can have peace. So think about how this is going to play out. And this is really going towards the D's who are on board with Kamala, or who are going to be moving to maybe the next contestant, the next individual who's going to be running for the presidency. So I do believe this is going to wake up quite a number of people, and people are going to start to see the truth. This is going to be a very, very big slap in the people's face. Is it going to look real? Is it going to be scary? Yes, it is. And if you don't want to go to war, what are people going to have to do? They're going to have to vote for the guy that might, you know, send out some mean tweets. So would you rather have a mean tweet, or would you like to have a nuclear bomb fall on your home? I think this is the decision that people are going to have to make. And yes, people are going to see this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. Yes, there could be many other scenarios that might play out. But again, if you're going to show like an open border, you got to have the illegals come over the border. If you're going to show a crashing economy, you got to show them a crashing economy. If you're going to show them war, let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods, and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description, because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public, free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. You just can't explain, by the way, World War III is coming. Get prepared. Is anyone really going to believe that? If there's an attack, are people going to believe it? Absolutely. Just like people now are believing that there are now men fighting on women's sports, and more people are getting very angry and pissed off. And think about it. There are two boxers in the Olympics. They are men. Yes, they're trying to make it like, oh, no, they were born this way. They have the XY chromosome. Well, you know what? There's a very easy way to check. You can have doctors come in and say, okay, was it cut off? Is it still there? Was it attached? Who are you? Yes, you can do a test to see the gender, but let's go a little deeper and let's see who these people really are. Of course, they don't want to do that. So right now, after defeating all the women, two biological men will compete for the Olympic gold in women's boxing. So do we even need women in boxing anymore? No. Actually, take this and expand this to all the other sports. Soon, you'll have all men competing in women's sports, and women will no longer be in sports. Take this and then expand out to business. Remember, the deep state players, where do they want to go with all this? I think they want to bring us back, way back in time, where women have no rights, where they basically are sex slaves. And I think this is where they want to bring all of this. I mean, think about it. If there's an island called Epstein Island, and they're bringing in young women, they're bringing in young boys, and they're keeping them there as sex slaves, where they don't have any rights, they have no say in the matter, and they're trafficking all these women over the border in all these different countries, and they're using them for sex slaves, how do you convince, or how do you set everything up where women are no longer in the business place, women are no longer in sports, women really have no say? You basically replace them with men who are dressed up as women. Think about it for a second. This is what they truly want. And you can see they're trying to build that world, but it's going to fail, just like everything else fails for them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that with all the cases against Trump and the January 6th case, you can see everything is really starting to fall apart. Now, the deep state players, they're trying to hold on to this, but as time goes on, the actual documented evidence is continually pouring out, and the deep state players are having a very, very difficult time trying to convince people that they weren't covering anything up. And again, what always gets you in the end? It's the cover-up. Julie Kelly put this out and said, DHS IG confirms in report that Biden Mayorkas DHS significantly stonewalled his January 6th investigation. Text deleted, cell phones of top officials, presumably including Kim Cheadle, were wiped, data never recovered. Under questioning by Representative Thomas Massie, Benny Thompson, chair of the January 6th committee, who pretended his mission was to investigate January 6th, reluctantly admitted the texts were deleted and it represented a violation of Federal Records Act. He did nothing about it. Representative Massie suggests that the deletions made between February and April of 2021 under Secretary Mayorkas represented a criminal obstruction of Congress, since Democrats had sent preservation notices to all agencies prior to the alleged device migration process. And they're absolutely right. They obstructed justice. They're trying to cover up everything that they did. These people should be thrown in jail. And I think the American people, they're starting to realize this. Now, when you look at Trump's cases, the deep state players, what are they trying to do? They're trying to keep them going because this is all they have left. And they are going to try to remove him one way or another with these cases. When it all fails, that's when they're going to use war. That's why they're building that up right now. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "Can anybody believe that I'm still under a harsh gag order placed on me by a highly conflicted, unelected, and acting New York judge, which makes it very difficult to campaign, especially when crazy Kamala Harris is using the witch hunt against me? Every major legal scholar and pundit has said that this case is a scam and a hoax, and that I did nothing wrong. Story after story has been written that the judge had no right to do what he did, that it was a political decision against the opponent of crooked Joe Biden and crazy Kamala. It is unprecedented in United States history. The gag order should be voided at once and based on immunity decision just handed down by the United States Supreme Court. And for many other reasons, this case should be immediately terminated." Absolutely correct. Mike Davis responded to this and said, fact and legal check, true. The trial's over. What is Democrat Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan's excuse now for continuing to impose his blatantly unconstitutional gag order? Merchan, who illegally donated to Biden, does not want the world to know his daughter, Lauren Merchan, is raising millions of her father's unprecedented trial of Trump. Merchan's corrupt. He must face a civil rights criminal probe by the Trump 47 Justice Department. And they're absolutely right. But remember, this is what criminals do. Criminals will go to the very, very end and they will not give up because they know the alternative is jail. So why not fight this out to the very end? Think about a criminal that just murdered someone or robbed a store. The police are chasing the criminal. The criminal crashes in the car. Does the criminal just get out and say, oh, damn, you caught me? Or do they take out their gun, they start shooting at the police, and they run down the street? Because the criminal knows if they're caught, guess what's happening to them? They're going to jail. So they're going to keep fighting to the very, very end, and they'll keep pushing this. And this is why I do believe Merchan is going to try to keep this case going, and they might even throw Trump into prison right before the election. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but we can see most likely we're heading this way. Now, hopefully the cases are completely and utterly dismissed where they can't come up with a reason to keep them going. Even if they do come up with a reason, you know, Trump is going to appeal this and say, look, this is the Supreme Court ruling. Look what they just did here. And they're going to keep fighting to the very, very end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Obama, he is now bringing all his old people back in. Right now, Obama brought in to Kamala's campaign, David Plouffe. Now, he developed a reputation as a campaign guru by guiding Obama from being a little-known junior senator from Illinois to the White House in one of the most odds-defying and historical campaigns in American political history. Oh, let me just rephrase that. He cheated in the election. He used everything against the Republicans at the time. The RINOs, they were, again, it's the Uniparty, so they were controlling the White House at the time. McCain was running. And what happened? The Republicans were saying that the economy is great. Don't worry about it. Everything's under control. And the deep state players on the D side, what did they do? They brought the system down. They worked with the Fed. The system was brought down in October. People got scared. Obama was out there telling everyone that the economy is not good, while McCain was telling everyone the economy was great. And they used this against them. Now, think about what's happening today. We have Biden, we have Kamala, we have Obama saying the economy is great. The Fed most likely is going to do a rate cut. Trump, on the other hand, is telling everyone the economy is not good. He said to the Fed, don't cut the rates. If you do, it's going to have major, major problems. So now we have the opposite, and it looks like Trump might be using this against Obama, Kamala, Obamala, and it looks like he's turned the tables on them. And Trump, he has agreed with Fox News to debate Kamala Harris now. And he put this out and he said, I have agreed with Fox News to debate Kamala Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. The debate was previously scheduled against Sleepy Joe Biden on ABC, but has been terminated in that Biden will no longer be a participant. And I am in litigation against ABC Network and George Stephanopoulos, therefore creating a conflict of interest. The Fox News debate will be held in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at a site in an area to be determined. The moderators of the debate will be Brett Baer and Martha McCullum. And the rules will be similar to the rules of my debate with Sleepy Joe, who has been treated horribly by the party, but with a full arena audience. As everyone knows, the Democrats have unconstitutionally taken a candidate who was acknowledged to be defeated and unceremoniously replaced him with a new candidate. This has never been done before and is a threat to democracy. But I'm totally prepared to accept the results of this coup and replace Joe on the debate stage with crazy Kamala Harris. I spent hundreds of millions of dollars, time and effort fighting Joe, and then I won the debate. They threw a new candidate into the ring. Not fair, but it is what it is. Nevertheless, different candidate or not, their bad policies are the same. And this will be strongly revealed at the September 4th debate. I look forward to meeting and debating Kamala Harris on September 4th. This date is convenient and appropriate in that it is just prior to the September 6th start of early voting in the 2024 presidential election. I look forward to seeing everyone on September 4th in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So Kamala, her headquarters, they put out a statement
And it says the following. Donald Trump is running scared and trying to back out of the debate he already agreed to and running straight to Fox News to bail him out. He needs to stop playing games and show up to the debate he already committed to on September 10th. The vice president will be there one way or the other to take the opportunity to speak to a primetime national audience. We're happy to discuss further debates after the one both campaigns have already agreed to. Mr. Anytime, Anywhere, Anyplace should have no problem with that unless he's too scared to show up on the 10th. Steve Chung responded and said, sounds like Kamala Harris and her headquarters are too chicken shit to accept an earlier debate. So think about this for a second. Trump, by the way, he's in a lawsuit with ABC News and Stephanopoulos. Yes, he's in the suit with them. And again, if Trump agreed with Biden, Biden is no longer the candidate. Trump then can say, you know something? I agreed. I went with Joe Biden. I debated him. You are a new candidate. You're not part of his campaign anymore. You are now running for president and you're going to pick a vice president. So you know what? I agree with that last time. Now you must agree with what I want to do here. So once again, do you think this is going to happen? Most likely not. But if it does, Trump is going to basically destroy her on the issues. Remember, the reason why Kamala wants the same format as Biden is because there's no audience. They're fed the questions and they are given everything that they need to try to succeed in this. Now, even if Trump decides to go to ABC, the same thing is going to happen that happened with Biden. He's going to destroy him because the issues are the issues are the issues. They could try using emotions. It's not going to work. But this reminds me of Post 2084. This is September 4, 2018. Down below, it says a week to remember. So that's going to be very, very interesting. The question is, do you think Kamala is going to even make it that far? We'll have to see. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Like crooked Joe Biden, who has weaponized government against his political opponent, crazy Kamala Harris is a low IQ individual who cannot compete with the leaders of other countries. The USA doesn't stand a chance of greatness again with these low-level intellects in charge. She doesn't even want to debate me on September 4th. Like sleepy Joe before her, she can't put two sentences together. Then he put this out. Kamala Harris doesn't have the mental capacity to do a real debate against me, scheduled for September 4th in Pennsylvania. She's afraid to do it because there is no way she can justify her corrupt and open borders, the environmental destruction of our country, the Afghanistan embarrassment, runaway inflation, terrible economy, high interest rates and taxes, and her years-long fight to stop the words Merry Christmas. I'll see her on September 4th, or I don't see her at all. She is acknowledged to be the worst vice president in history, which works very nicely against the worst president, crooked Joe Biden. The combination of these two low IQ individuals have destroyed our country, but we will make America great again. Absolutely. Then he said this, does anyone notice that Kamala doesn't do interviews? That's because she's really dumb. She's unable to speak properly without a teleprompter. She has an extremely low IQ, and our country does not need someone who is unable to put two sentences together. She can't. And besides, we just got finished with that. His name is Sleepy Joe Biden. So once again, I think the people are going to see the truth. And the question is, are they actually going to put Kamala into the arena to debate Trump? If they do, no matter which way they go, if they have their questions and they feed her the answers, she's still going to lose because you're going to have to battle the issues. This is what happened to Biden. He couldn't battle the issues. Yes, he had other problems. But again, they won't be able to battle the issues, especially if there's an event that is coming up, because everything will be on Kamala Harris. If we have an event of individuals who came over the border, everyone's going to be looking at her, not Trump. Remember, they're controlling the border. They're responsible for it. And all Trump has to do is, when they try to say the Republicans are responsible for it because they didn't sign the bipartisan bill. No, if you look at all the executive orders, you and Joe Biden reversed everything. I gave you all the materials for the wall. You decided not to build it. You're responsible for all of this. Period. The end. Have a nice day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker accidentally blurted it out that Governor Josh Shapiro is going to be Kamala's VP. DC Drano put this out and said, The announcement was supposed to be on Monday. Kamala's people are furious. What a clown show. So is this person really going to be the VP? Remember, all they have is white guys. Is it easy to replace a white guy with a white woman, a black man, woman? Absolutely. I think this is why they did it. But Hillary Clinton said something very, very interesting, or maybe it's lack of. But Ultra Peppy Lives Matter on Telegram put this out and said, notice how Hillary says that in 1 year, our first female president will be taking the oath of office, but then doesn't say Kamala's name. This witch desperately wants in the White House, doesn't she? She also looks like she aged a decade in 4 years. Must suck to be such a loser. Now, it's very interesting that she didn't say Kamala is going to be our first president. Why didn't she use her name? That's kind of odd. Or are they planning something else? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a Chinese national, this individual was arrested after this person repeatedly tried to get into Mar-a-Lago. Now, remember, Mar-a-Lago right now is basically shut down. The roads are shut down. They have concrete barriers all over the place. And they have basically the armed forces guarding Trump's home. Now, Trump wasn't there, but this individual was trying to get in there, went to the South Gate, saying that he has evidence that the assassination attempt was conducted by the Chinese. And they told this individual that he was trespassing, and they arrested him. So this is very, very interesting. And we know when certain things happen, a lot of the crazies come out. But does this person really have evidence? Because when you start to look at what really went on during that rally, you could see the deep state players, what they're doing is they're trying to cover it all up. And as they continually cover it up, it's just getting worse and worse. Actually, what we really want to see, remember, everything that you're seeing right now is noise. Oh, the Secret Service wasn't in the right location. Oh, the snipers weren't told. Oh, we didn't have open communication. This is the noise. This is the cover-up. Let's see the actual texts and emails and other messages that are probably outside of the government emails and texts. Let's see those, because this was a planned op. Let's see who was coordinating all of this. What they're doing right now is they're trying to cover up what they did. And remember that video of the flashes in the window? Well, it seems that now people are saying, okay, I see where the shots actually came from. And here is Dr. Bernardin's theory on all of this. The attempted assassination of Trump on July 13th, there were likely two snipers and crooks may not have fired a single shot. This is what I think happened. A professional marksman fired three well-aimed shots at Trump from the window, second from the west, on the second floor building, red line. He likely used a high-power rifle like a .22 Nosler or a match-grade AR-15 with at least a 24-inch barrel that was suppressed. The first shot hit Trump's ear and wounded James Copenhaver, red dot. This drew the public's attention to Crooks on the roof, establishing him as the lone gunman. Then a second sniper under Crooks rapidly fired five poorly aimed shots at Trump. Note that this is exactly the same azimuth direction that Crooks is alleged to have used. Trump had already ducked and was covered by the Secret Service men. The five shots killed Corey Coppertore and wounded David Dutch and punctured the hydraulic lines of the hydraulic lift. Then Crooks was killed by the counter-sniper team. The map shows the approximate ranges and azimuth angles that the shooters used. And you know what's funny about all this? This is starting to remind me of the JFK assassination, where the individual was not on the grassy knoll, but in the drainage area, and that's where the shot actually came from. No, Oswald didn't make the shoot. He didn't make the shot. He was the patsy. So it looks like they used the same technique here, and they were trying to get rid of Trump. And that's why we saw flashes in the window. So that is very, very interesting. Dan Scavino put this out and said, 3 weeks ago, bullets from a sniper came flying into Trump rally, almost killing President Trump, killing a supporter and injuring others from a rooftop 130 yards away. 3 weeks later, not any closer to answers or accountability. Bullshit. What is going on? Well, they never thought Trump was going to survive. They thought they'd have civil war. And now what they're doing is they're trying to use the glitch cover-up story. Oh, by the way, we weren't coordinated. Oh, by the way, we couldn't detect drones. Oh, by the way, We didn't know this was happening. No, no, no. Let's get past the noise and let's get back. Let's get to the real documentation of how they actually really planned this, because this was a planned up. They had other snipers ready to go. They used these people. And remember, when you do something like this, this doesn't happen in a day or two. This is planned out step by step by step. It takes weeks and months. So this kid just didn't walk in and go, hey, how you doing? I'm going to check everything out. I'm going to check out the roofs, fly my drone. No, this was planned. That is the noise. That kid is the patsy. Who are the real shooters? Get the bullets. Trace it back to the weapons. Let's see the real information. But again, you have to understand, it's the FBI. It's the United States Secret Service. It's the DOJ. Everyone now starting to see the criminal syndicate. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And the people, they understand who's responsible for all of this. And this goes back to Biden, Kamala, Obama, and all those people hiding behind the curtain who are unelected individuals who are actually calling the shots. Paul Bedard put this out and said, 6 in 10 Republicans see Biden administration hand in Trump shooting. 64% of Republicans said they don't trust the FBI to do the investigation. Now, nobody's trusting any of these agencies, FBI, DOJ, United States Secret Service, CDC, FDA, you name it, ATF. Nobody trusts any of these agencies. Why? Because they are part of the criminal syndicate. This is their system, and they will cover up their crimes. And this is how they do it. Remember going back in time? When we have all the social media platforms testify in front of Congress and they said, we don't shadow ban. We don't take orders from the government. We don't censor like you're telling us we censor. It's because of hate speech. And then all of a sudden, Elon bought Twitter and then started to reveal that the government had a hand in censoring people, that they did shadow ban people. Then everyone started to learn the truth that, yes, this conspiracy that they talked about was the truth. The same thing about the shooting. They were all in on it. They planned this from the very beginning. It was an op. Let's get past this noise and everything else. Yes, I understand they're catching them in lies because this will be used against them later on. But let's dig and find the actual text messages, the actual plan, how they laid it all out and what they did. Just like we're learning from January 6th. All of a sudden, we understood there was confidential human sources. All of a sudden, we understood there was a plan. They hid the videos. You see, when you do something, an operation like this, they don't do it in a day. They rehearse. They take time. They scout it out. They talk to each other. That information is just sitting there waiting to be brought out into the public realm. That's when people are going to learn the truth. Now, as we approach the presidential election, we can see the deep state players. They're doing whatever they possibly can to cheat or postpone or to say, hey, Trump cheated in the election. I mean, these are the scenarios that are happening. I do believe it's all going to revolve around some type of cyber attack. But what's very interesting is that Trump, he claimed that Mark Zuckerberg reached out to him to let him know that he admires Trump's brave reaction to the attempt on his life and that he won't be supporting the Democrats in the upcoming election. I mean, no more Zuckerbucks? That's very interesting. But we need to keep an eye on Venezuela, because we know that Maduro's cheated. We know that he's hiding the results. And now we have 7 EU countries, including France, Germany, Spain. They have all called on Venezuela to publish the electoral rolls from last week's presidential election. So why doesn't Maduro want to release this? Because if he does, it shows that he cheated. So he's using the idea that there was a cyber attack, that Elon actually cyber attacked. And he doesn't want to release it because it's going to show that he cheated in the election. But again, the people of this country and the people of the other countries, they're saying, to be completely transparent, we must see the original documentation. So I think this is going to play right into the United States election. If they're saying Trump cheated, let's be completely transparent and let's see the actual documentation. You think Trump will have any problem, or the people of this country have any problem with making it all transparent? I don't think so. Now, if the deep state cheated in the election, do you think they will go ahead and be completely No, they won't. That's how you know they cheated. Just look at 2020. So I think Trump will say, you know something? You think I cheated? Let's take a look at the original documents. Let's go through it all. Let's be completely open so everyone can see this and show me where I cheated. I think this is going to be a major, major problem for the deep state players. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the states that they're going to try to cheat in, of course, is Arizona, Georgia. And Trump has been hitting Brad Raffensperger and Kemp very, very hard, saying that, yes, they cheated before. They're going to cheat again. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have all the evidence. But I want to go back to the CISA and FBI warning. And DC Drano points something out that's very interesting, and he highlighted it in the document. It says, this public service announcement is to raise awareness that distributed denial of service attacks on election infrastructure or adjacent infrastructure that supports election operations could hinder public access to election information, but would not impact the security or integrity of election processes. So that's very interesting. So they're building the narrative here, and they're letting us know that it will not interfere with the election processes. So how do they know an attack on the election infrastructure wouldn't impact the election results in advance? Is this their plan? To have an attack that shuts down key election infrastructure, and then when everything comes back online, we all have to accept the results? And I bet those results will be mysteriously supporting Kamala Harris or whoever's running. Think about what they're about to do here. Then think about what's happening with Venezuela, with the country saying, can we see the original roll book? Can we see the original ballots? This is where everything's going to fall apart. And I think the people of this country are going to demand that if it plays out this way. But it looks like this is what they're trying to do. Now, I do believe if they hit the system and they say it's down and they're trying to postpone it because they just won't have enough time to cheat the way they need to cheat. Remember, you need someone that's halfway decent to get certain poll numbers. And then once you have that, then you can have the rest fill in, you know, you can have the ballots fill in the rest. If they have Kamala, they're not going to be able to do this. So that's going to be a major problem for them. If they bring in Michelle or Barack or Hillary Clinton and they can't pull this off, they're still going to have a problem, because I do believe there's going to be a lot of information coming out against these people if they're brought into the light. So I don't think they're going to be able to pull this off no matter which way you look at it. And yes, they're going to use a cyber attack to try to postpone or cheat in the election. But I think in the end, it's going to completely and utterly fail, especially when the people demand, we want to see all the results. We want the original paperwork. Forget about the computer systems. We don't believe them. And what happens if these certain states say, you know something, we have to do this all over. We have to use paper. And we have to do it in one day, because we don't know what's hit, what's not hit. I think we're going to see something very, very different. But let's see how this all plays out. And you can see this is now all building up. And yes, this is all going to revolve around the scare event. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're already on top of this. They already know that this is going to happen. And you can see, going back in time, here we are today. They're talking about cyber attacks. They're talking about the election system not being affected. Just like the shooter was a lone gunman. Well, how do they know this? They didn't get into his phone, and they're already telling us that he's a lone gunman, because this was part of their narrative. They're already building the narrative right now. They're projecting out there. The only reason they could do this is because they're the ones who are planning it. That's how they know all of this. So if they're planning it, they know this. You think Trump and the Patriots don't know? Of course they do. They just trap them in all of this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.